from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, February 25th. Coming up, more than 80 years after the attack on Pearl Harbor, the remains of a Central Illinois man killed in the attack are coming home. We'll get that story from Jane Carlson in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he'd like to see the Biden administration go even further with sanctioning Russia, specifically President Vladimir Putin and his inner circle. Six Russian individuals were added to the sanctions list yesterday, two banking executives and four family members of other officials deemed close to Putin. Durbin says he thinks Russian oligarchs, who he calls Putin's frat brothers, are worthy targets.
But I would take this war home to Putin and his oligarchs. I'd let them feel the pain directly. I think we've been playing with kid gloves as far as they're concerned, and I think that this invasion of Ukraine puts an end to that.
Durbin is co-chair of the Senate Ukraine Caucus. Illinois House Republicans have introduced several measures designed to help Ukrainian refugees and punish Russia. Alex Degman reports.
State Representative Tom Demmer has proposals that collectively would give the Illinois Department of Human Services $40 million through June 2023 to help resettle Ukrainian refugees. He says there's not much state lawmakers can do during international conflicts, but they can make it easier to welcome refugees.
Only a few months ago, our own Department of Human Services and many agencies in Illinois work together to provide a safe place for refugees from Afghanistan.
The money comes from the state's General Revenue Fund. Proposals from House Minority Leader Jim Durkin would prohibit any state funds, including pensions, from investing in Russian assets. Right now, state pension funds can't invest in certain companies that, for example, boycott Israel or do business with Sudan or Iran. I'm Alex Degman.
An annual University of Illinois Film Festival will try to educate the public about insects this weekend. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
An insect sting often creates fear in people. That is where the 39th Insect Fear Film Festival at the University of Illinois will try to change perspectives on insects. The online festival will include insect films, a virtual petting zoo, and much more. One graduate student has volunteered to be stung live while explaining his reaction in real time. Entomology Graduate Student Association President John Tully says the theme for this year's festival is venom.
One of the main reasons was that immune systems are kind of on everybody's mind during the pandemic. Oftentimes with venomous stings or bites, the immune system and specifically like histamines are activated. So it's sort of adjacent in that sense.
Histamines are chemicals that cause symptoms, such as allergies. Tully says the festival will show the different ways insects use venom, like to defend themselves against larger creatures like us. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
You can find more information about the festival at illinoisnewsroom.org. Champaign County public health officials reported 33 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases fell to about 270, the lowest level since late July. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 26 patients hospitalized with COVID, also the lowest number since late July. Two of those patients are in the ICU. University of Illinois officials report that 10 people tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday. Since early January, the weekly test positivity rate has dropped from 7% to below 1%. Still to come, more than 80 years after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the remains of a Central Illinois man killed on the USS Oklahoma are finally coming home. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the five-part series, The Universe Revealed, Nova takes viewers on an epic journey through the cosmos. State-of-the-art animation provides astonishing, photorealistic glimpses of the birth of a star, the chaos created as two galaxies collide, and the power of a supermassive black hole. The episodes even take viewers back on the ultimate time travel voyage to witness the birth of space and time itself. Learn how you can stream this and other Nova films as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. More than 400 crewmen died when the USS Oklahoma was attacked by Japanese aircraft at Pearl Harbor. Most were buried as unknown remains. But eight decades later, the remains of a West Central Illinois man who was on that battleship are finally coming home. Jane Carlson reports.
The USS Oklahoma sustained multiple torpedo hits on December 7, 1941. It capsized quickly. Then it took Navy personnel several years to recover the remains of the deceased, which were buried in naval cemeteries in Hawaii. 23-year-old Navy Fireman First Class George Franklin Price from Dallas City was among them. Joyce Martin of Burlington, Iowa, is Price's niece. She says Price had no children of his own, and his 7 living nieces and nephews were all born after he died.
5 of his sisters were left, and we called those the sisters. And every time we would get together as a family, we would hear the sisters talk about George. And that's how we grew to know who Uncle George was, by listening to these sisters.
The sailor's remains were disinterred in 1947 as part of efforts to recover and identify fallen U.S. personnel in the Pacific Theater. But laboratory staff were only able to confirm the IDs of 35 men from the USS Oklahoma at that time. Then the hundreds of unidentified remains were buried again, this time at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, which is known as the Punch Bowl. And a military board classified those who could not be identified, including Price, as unrecoverable in 1949. When Martin thinks of the sisters' stories now, she hears something else in them.
To hear the grief and the not knowing in the sisters' voices as they talked, now that I reflect back, you know, it really moves me now that I know what grief they went through as a family.
But then in 2015, there was renewed interest in identifying the remains of the men who died on the USS Oklahoma. The Department of Defense's POWMIA accounting agency exhumed the unknowns from the Punch Bowl. That agency's mission is to provide the fullest possible accounting for missing personnel to their families and to the nation. And it led to Martin, her brother, and one of their cousins being contacted to provide DNA samples.
All these years to be able to move forward one step in the process of finding anything to do with Uncle George really excited me. Deep down in the bottom of my heart, I knew someday there would be some result to this.
Since 2015, scientists have used dental, anthropological, and DNA analysis to identify 355 of 388 service members from the USS Oklahoma, including Price. Martin says the nieces and nephews were ecstatic when they got the news.
And to be able to lay him to rest, I think is going to cause us to be able to close a chapter that was always left open. Even though we didn't know him, we always had a chapter in our lives left wide open.
Before Price's remains were identified, his name was recorded on the courts of the missing at the Punch Bowl. Now the Navy will put a rosette by his name there to show he's been accounted for. And now he will be buried once again, but this time it will be in his hometown.
He will be laid to rest in the same cemetery that his mother and father are buried in, and 4 of his sisters. Be laid to rest between 2 sisters.
Martin's father served in the Navy during World War II, as her brother, Albert Siegfried, did during Vietnam. Siegfried says bringing Uncle George home gives the family something they've needed for a long time.
Well, to me, it's peace. Peace of mind, peace for his parents, peace for all his relatives that knew him.
Price is not the only service member from Dallas City who died on the USS Oklahoma to be identified in recent years. The remains of 25-year-old Navy Fireman First Class Robert J. Haar were identified last year. Haar is now buried in Rutledge, Missouri. Lieutenant Commander Jory Moore of the Navy Casualty Office says identifying the remains provides closure for the families and is a way for the Navy to honor sailors who paid the ultimate sacrifice. I'm Jane Carlson.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 30 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Ryan Denham, Alex Degman, Luis Velasquez, and Jane Carlson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.